Hello, I'm Albert Presgraves, the Freeport Town Engineer. The Frost Gully Pumping Station was Freeport's first public water supply. By the late 1800s, Freeport's central village had grown into a busy commercial district, with two large shoe factories being the source of much of the activity. However, the town lacked the infrastructure necessary to support such industrial growth. Local businessmen and residents considered fire to be the major threat to the town's safety and prosperity, not due to the nature of the town's industries, but from the lack of a viable water system for fighting potentially destructive blazes. Edmund Buxton Mallett Jr., an influential figure in Freeport business circles, had built a significant number of the commercial buildings in the downtown area, including the larger of the two shoe factories. In 1890, Mallett and other businessmen initiated plans to bring a municipal water system to Freeport to provide fire protection for the business portion of the town. Thanks to financing provided by Mallett, who perhaps had the most to lose in the event of a blaze, work began in 1891. There would be an interconnected array of buried water mains, hydrants strategically placed, and an adequately powered pumping station. Work was completed the following year and consisted of approximately 4 miles of water mains, 18 hydrants, a storage tank called a standpipe located at the upper end of Maple Avenue, and the steam-powered filtration plant and pumping station on Frost Gully Brook. An agreement was set between Mr. Mallett and the town, whereby Mallett agreed to maintain the system for 20 years if the town was willing to pay him $1,000 for each installed hydrant. Today, the water system has expanded and changed significantly and now covers a major portion of the community. The Maple Avenue tank is gone, but a much larger tank stands closer to the center of town on Torrey Hill near Bow Street. The boiler and steam-operated pump are gone, and Frost Gully Brook is no longer a source of water for Freeport's fire hydrants. Now, well water is filtered and pumped by modern electric motors to the distribution system. The Frost Gully pumping station still resides in the original brick building and continues to shelter critical mechanical aspects of Freeport's municipal water supply. The brick building, now over 120 years old, can be seen from Route 1 where it crosses Frost Gully.